8:50 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Very thankful to have on the line with us today Bill Gross. He's the president of Farm Rescue, and they are now at 500 farm family assists, a big milestone achieved recently for them. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. Just great. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Thank you for making time. Your organization is just a phenomenal one. It's lifted the spirits of so many who are going through difficult times. For those that aren't familiar with Farm Rescue, give us a quick explanation of what you do.
Well, Farm Rescue is a nonprofit organization that I founded to help farm and ranch families that have experienced a major injury, illness, or natural disaster. You know, we don't give them out any money. It's not a handout or such. It's to help them when they, might be receiving chemotherapy treatments, or maybe they had a broken arm or a heart attack or such. A major injury, illness, or natural disaster. We have an army of volunteers, about 1,000 volunteers that come from nationwide. And we have some good sponsors like RDO Equipment Company, Bremer Bank, lots of good sponsors that either put in some equipment or funding or such, and we mobilize those volunteers and the equipment and go out there and get the work done, be it planting, haying, or harvesting, or now what we call Operation Hay Lift. Because of the drought this year, we've been hauling hundreds and hundreds of loads of hay from the surrounding states as far away as donated to us from Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, all over to help our ranchers through this drought period.
Yeah, and that's been a really cool thing, Operation Hay Lift, and what a great lift that has been for so many struggling with the drought out there in western North Dakota. What have you heard from farmers and ranchers out there when you see those big bales come rolling in on a flatbed? That's got to be just like heaven to those folks.
Well, it sure is. I mean, it's just a great help to them because they didn't get the hay this year during the summer to feed their cattle through the winter. Many of these ranchers have sold a large amount of cattle because they just don't have the feed to feed them through the winter. And that affects the local communities also and the income, of course. And that's directly reflected in the main streets of all our communities. And so we're doing what we can to transport the hay for either free, some loads, and some hay is donated free. Others that ranchers have purchased hay, and we're hauling it for just a fuel reimbursement, which is, that's the main problem is it costs a lot of money to move hay long distances. So this is a big, big help that we're doing for the ranchers of North Dakota.
Yeah, very cool thing. And Bill, you also recently completed your 500th Farm Family Assist. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, that was Doug Bickler, and it was an Operation Hay Lift case. He lost his right arm in a hay baling accident this summer and also just had a newborn baby, their family did. So he had some challenges in life, and we were happy to get some donated hay for him. And, he runs a livestock operation there. And that was our 500th case just southeast of Bismarck. But good people, like all the families we help at Farm Rescue. But we continue on with our harvesting. We've got 4 more cases, corn cases left, and we'll wrap that up. But we will be hauling hay throughout the winter. We still have hundreds and hundreds of loads of hay to haul. And anyone who wants to help us, we're always looking for CDL drivers. If you have a CDL, get a hold of Farm Rescue at farmrescue.org or call us at 701-252-2017. We need drivers for our semi-trucks to keep those trucks rolling. And if you want to attend our annual banquet on December 2nd in Fargo at the Hilton Garden Inn, that's always a good event. And we have a raffle and drawing there and some entertainment. So a lot of things going on at Farm Rescue. If anyone wants to make a year-end donation, it's tax-deductible also to help us with this Operation Hay Lift.
Bill, just to give us some perspective on how this looks, when those flatbeds come in, how many of those big round hay bales can they hold?
We usually haul 34 bales on each of those semi-trailers, and we have 5 trucks going here pretty much 24-7, 7 days a week right now hauling hay.
And then how much hay will a cow consume, whether it's a steer or a milk cow or whatever you're talking about? How much hay does a cow need to make it through the winter?
Well, it depends how severe the winter is and how cold it is, of course. But you know, usually between 3 to 5 bales per cow.
Okay, so that that load of 35 only might take care of 8 to 10 cows. So it's you need a lot of loads coming in to make it all work. Bill, this is such a great thing that you do. It just warms our heart every time we hear about it. And so thank you for taking a little bit to share some of the stories and give us an update there. Any last things you want to leave us with before we let you go?
No, just again, you know, we really need CDL drivers, even if people want to volunteer for just a weekend, a few days. We want to keep those trucks moving. We want to help the maximum number of people. And again, it does take, you know, some financial support also to put fuel in those trucks and keep them moving, and some lodging for some of the volunteers. So we really reach out to people. If you think about making a donation, you can make it at farmrescue.org securely. And that'd be very helpful, and thank you very much.
Yeah, and those CDL drivers, what number do they call again to get a hold of you?
They would call 701-252-2017.
All right, we got a lot of good folks out there in trucks and tractors that listen to us here on the flag, so hopefully the message gets out, you get a few helpers out of this one. Bill, thank you very much for taking the time. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bill Gross, president of Farm Rescue, joining us here on the Need to Know Morning Show.